I'm not going to argue on that. The PRA approach toward the tax law punishment side of it is interesting, and it's beginning to look and appear. But anytime the government does something to make things appear a certain way, just call me a skeptic. You know, a name like Tom, I guess that entitles me to be a doubting Thomas. But
well, we're
I'm skeptical. I'm not going to jump out on that just yet.
Well, absolutely, Tom. Both of us being pilots, you know, is a fact that we take nothing for granted and we assume nothing.
You assume nothing. That's right. And so that's the caveat that I've got on the Bob Lawrence and the PRA situation is that we don't know why they backed off. And if they did because of the PRA problem, then that's half of the battle. If we won that battle, if we had the Supreme Court say, no, you can't punish anybody for refusing to fill out a 1040 because it doesn't have a valid OMB number or because the OMB number was expired or because the form failed to disclose whether or not it was mandatory or voluntary, or any of these other requirements of the PRA, that, you know, if we had a Supreme Court case saying that, that would only win half the battle. That would only say we can't be punished.
Well, and Bill Lear's affidavit that he submitted on his show cause hearing, he offered into evidence the OMB forms, 83 and 83-1, that was conclusive.
Well, I'm not arguing with you on it because I think that there's something there. I think that there's substance to that. I think that the law now has teeth, and there's no question both Congress and the court have said that it applies to tax forms.
I always inform people here, don't take my word for it. Please make your own determinations.
That's absolutely right, and I'm glad you gave me an opportunity to repeat that. But that basically is what the situation is. We're waiting to see. Waiting to see what really is going on with that. But again, what my objective here is to get the truth out about the tax, not just to prevent people from being punished by the government. That's why I took this cause or this case on. Normally, attorneys get other people to go do their thing. But this wasn't asking somebody to refuse to sit in the back of the bus. This was asking somebody to step out in front of the bus. And I could not in good conscience ask anybody to do that just to advance an issue. But being sworn to the law, I had to do something, and so that meant I had to step out in front of it. Right now I feel kind of like that little guy in the Tiananmen Square standing in front of that tank, but I don't have any choice. Once you've sworn an oath, you've got to keep it.
Absolutely, and God bless you, Tom, for your courageous
stand. And thank you, sir. I appreciate your support. And I appreciate the plug that you just gave me for encouraging people to help me out here, send me bullets. I have a thing on the website about Bastogne, that they were hemmed in. They were heading down to 3 bullets apiece per day for a while.
But
that airdrop is what saved Bastogne, and that probably changed the course of the European war.
Absolutely. Well, I've said too, Tom, that law is a weapon and words are the ammunition. But it does cost money to put those words on paper, doesn't it?
It does. And you can't do it out of a cardboard box downtown either.
Boy, that's for sure.
All right. But I appreciate your help, Dave. And it's been a great call. I mean, it's a good point. It's something for us to study. But the lab results aren't final yet. And let's keep our eye on that. And let's do some digging and let's do some watching. And I'd like to see it tested more and work out the law on that. But my objective is the dragon himself. My objective is to get the truth out and to stop the lying. And that's what we're working for. But that's an effective, what you call it, was a weapon or a tool. And I think you're right. I think it's a good point. But before we go out and rely on that and step in front of the bus, figuring the brakes are good, let's hold judgment on that and see how it turns out. All right? And I thank you for your call. think that we are looking at a break coming up here in just a minute. But what we're going to do is go on ahead and introduce our next caller and carry him over after the break. But let's go on ahead and get Tex up here. Tex, where are you from, son?
Arlington, Texas.
Good, good, good. You're not very far from me. You're almost hailing distance. And how are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm kind of clear to partly about normal. How are you?
And, you know, we're just running a mile a minute, that's all. That's normal, isn't it? And what have you got for us today?
Much I want to get off of my chest, and it directly relates to not only yourself, but a caller a little while ago.
Well, I'm not a priest, but we'll work on that, okay?
When you enter into contracts, you should honor them.
I agree with that.
The President of the United States and the entire government that says the Constitution is the law of the land. You know, as an ex-airborne ranger myself, I entered in with that same contract in the military, you know, and swore on my life to protect this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, so I get really, really tired of these people trying to tell me and everyone else that we have succeeded or ceded our rights over just because we have a driver's license or Social Security. And, you know, I wonder, are these people acting in the interest of the country? And I wonder what part of inalienable God-given rights does he not understand? Those rights cannot be ceded.
You've just, you know, spit out a mouthful. I mean, if you were trying to get something off your chest, I think you ought to feel about 50 pounds lighter.
I sure do.
All right. Because you sure said a lot right there.
I may have entered into unknowingly without proper disclosure when I was 17 or 18, and I got a Social Security number. I clarified when I took that oath with the military, and the president clarified when he took his oath of office that we agreed to throw that bullshit out and uphold the law.
Well, that's it's supposed to be the rule of law, not the rule of some agency.
The rule of law, and I agree with you. Instead of tackling all the tips of all of these crowding roots on all this crabgrass that's growing across our country, they just keep coming back point after point after point. What we need to do is acknowledge that they are simply breaking the law, and what they are doing is illegal, and we do need to take off this dragon by the head.
Well, it's gonna take a lot of people just like you to call them on that. It's going to take an awful lot of people saying,
I sit there and I learn the laws, but I sit there and I watch the government violate the laws every day. I watch police on cops violate the laws every day, and the law is a tool they use against us. I've got my AR-15 loaded. The musket isn't good enough.
Well, you know, it's a shame.
And I'm still one of those old people. I agree with the man from Metairie. And I've got my bumper sticker that says I'll give up my guns when they pry my cold dead fingers from it. But I'll create a few dead fingers before they get it. And there's more of us than there are them.
Well, frankly, I don't know that you and I are going to live long enough to see them come after the guns. But I think that's definitely one of these days is going to come up. Somebody's going to have to make the decision whether to stand or sit down.
You know, the problem is that you and me are getting old and dying off too fast. Who do we hand it to? You know, if we don't do something, who will?
Well, that's a good question because, and I posed that in a book that I'm writing called Liberty Lost. Once we're gone in the eyes that have seen a free United States, a free country, and how are they going to tell what it looks like? These youngsters today, bless their hearts, they're told that they live in a free country. If you ask them, they'll say, "Yeah, I do." Well, how do you know that? Well, that's what they taught me. I was living in a free country. I can teach a parrot to say, "I'm not in a cage," but it doesn't change the fact that it's sitting there in a cage. You and I, and you sound like you're a little over 20.
A little, yeah.
You and I remember what it was like to not have to ask permission for everything that you do. And you and I, you know, can recall those days when people were responsible for themselves and for their neighbor. And that when you had something that somebody needed, it wasn't the government that they looked to. It was to themselves and their family and their neighbor and their friends. And we took care of ourselves. Thank you very much.
I need to say to these people, I have friends from East Germany. I have friends from the Ukraine. I have friends from communist China. I have friends from Africa. And I have friends from all these communist countries all over the world that ran here with everything they had and put everything they owned at risk to get away from where they came from. Now, I don't know about all these guys out here. I don't know about all these women out here that are all trying to take power and divide up our forces because they've been promised a little bit of money or power. But when these people that all these other people are running to get away from take power, I assure you all these people that have been promised things will be chewed up and spit out because they don't give a rat's ass about them either, you know?
God bless you. I'll tell you what, and I hope you live for another 50 years because, you know, we can't afford to lose any more guys like you.
You know,
I mean, they have an understanding of the real situation.
The Ukraine, a 70-something-year-old man before he died, you know, came from the Ukraine, and his entire family was killed trying to escape, except for him, and he was shot and left in a puddle of blood. And someone found him and nursed him back to health, and when they asked him if it was all worth it, he laughed and said, "Oh, God, yes." He said, "They're in a far better place now than they were then, and so is he."
Well, you want to know something that we have in common with those guys?
What's that?
We're both afraid of the government.
I'm more afraid of the government than I am meeting my maker. That's a fact.
An interview a while back that, well, I've got nothing to fear for my maker because I'm doing exactly what he leads me to do, and that is the best I can, you know.
Well, I have a different view of things than other people. You know, the Constitution acknowledges God-given rights, but I think it's, you know, for people like you and me who have gone out and earned it, for the people that haven't earned it, it's a privilege because we have, you know?
Well, that's you and I might differ a little bit in theory, but not in outcome. You definitely have, you know, an airborne ranger. You served, I served in the Army, and like I told somebody a while back, I was blessed not to have to enter into combat, but if I had to, I would have. I was prepared to give up an arm or a leg or even my life to preserve these rights.
I've told more than one sheriff here in Texas, and I've told more than one district attorney, and I've told more than one judge, and I've told more than one neighbor that thinks I'm more than a little bit crazy. I've gone out and earned those rights, and I'll be damned if I will do without them.
Well, don't we have the right to be a little bit crazy?
Well,
you know, can we break away from the...
I checked. I certainly see a lot more crazy going on in our government.
If we're not free to be something different other than the official government cookie cutter standard, are we really free at all?
And what I do in my land, what I do in my own time isn't hurting anybody else, but what they're doing is subverting my rights, and that's what I swore to fight.
Well, not only that, but we swore to pass it on to the next generation.
Sometimes we need to just quit, you know, trying to be so politically correct and you know, all nice and everything, and call a spade every once in a while, you know?
Well, or even a damn old shovel sometimes.
Even the damn old shovel.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you've certainly done that. And I've had a good time with talking to you today. I think that the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment and the Tenth Amendment and the Ninth Amendment are the most neglected constitutional
groups that's fighting for us. I get sick and tired of hearing their advertisement saying if we're not careful, we'll lose our right. No, what part of inalienable don't you understand? You know, we may have to defend it. We may fight for it. We may take a few blows, but you cannot lose the right.
Well, you can't lose the right, but you can sure lose the freedom to exercise it.
Keep you from exercising it, and that's why we have to keep fighting.
And if we don't, then we won't have it anymore.
Yeah. Maybe people need to learn the difference between might and right. The government's dealing from a position of might. We're dealing from a position of right. We need to acquire a little more might, too.
I think it. You're right. I don't advocate breaking out the old AR-15 and hosting anybody, but standing up. I mean, we still have a viable republic structure. We just need for it to return to the rule of law.
We just don't have a single politician in office right now that admits that we're not a democracy.
Well, we're not a democracy, and we are based on some democratic principles.
I believe it was Mikhail Gorbachev that said it. I could be wrong. It was quite a few years ago. But he publicly said what you call liberalism, you know, and democracy we call communism. And I quote Joe Adamoff from Voice of Russia directly. We've tried communism here. It failed. There's absolutely no good in it. It's totally evil. And I don't understand those people in America who are trying to revive it.
Yep. Well, it's just a misconception. But I appreciate your call, Tex. It's been great talking to you. Hang in there. Don't give up. We can pass a free country back to our grandchildren, but we got to get it back first. We'll be back here in a few minutes on a Life Free Zone.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back to the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We've been talking today. Some really great guys. I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how much it means to me to see that the future of this country and the heritage that we are about to drop and not pass on for the first time, meaning so much to so many people. It just it means the world to me to know that I'm not alone in this and that this is important to others who can contribute to carrying it on and teaching those that we leave behind to do the same. And that's why folks like Tex and Dave and Rich and Gene and the others that have called in here have been a real source of encouragement and energy to me. The point that Tex was making a little while ago is something maybe we need to examine a little bit closer. And some of the points that we've talked about with some of these false idols or what I call golden calf arguments that have been circulating and being promoted within what it generally regards itself as the tax honesty movement is that we don't know what the source of some of these things are. And my not being initiated or my not being a longtime member of this group since I was acting purely on my own throughout all of this, that maybe I don't have as good an understanding as others, but I cannot help but be a little bit suspicious that perhaps people in the government are actually introducing these ideas to dilute our credibility, to dilute or distract from the truth, you know, we all know with sleight of hand that the key to sleight of hand isn't moving faster than the eye can see. It's moving where the eye isn't looking. And so when you distract someone's attention by leading them off on some of these rabbit trails and less than valid arguments, then what happens is when they become debunked, then that's a negative reflection on all of us who are trying to get the truth out and in front of everybody. You can join in on the phone today on us with us and get in on the fun at 800-313-9443. We've been having a great time so far. And the subject, of course, today is not bogus. I'm hesitant to call it bogus, but less than effective or less than valid theories and arguments that are distracting us from the truth. If you've got something else you on your mind you want to talk about, we can do that too. But the issue here is whether or not we're going to ever get the government to admit the truth. I don't think that's going to happen. So then the question is whether we'll ever get them to submit to the rule of law. Now, that can happen. But I don't believe that the solution is going to be in the courts. I don't believe that the solution is going to be done without a massive uprising. Now, by that, I don't mean load your AR-15 like Texas got his loaded up, but an outcrying by the public saying, I'm tired of your lying to me. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. You work for me. You answer to me. I am the dog. You are the tail. And I wag you, not the other way around. And right now, the dog is so afraid of his tail that we've just buttoned down and we don't stand up and do something about it. So I think it's time we did, don't you? If the question then is, what do we do? You know, how do you go about doing that? Well, the first object is to speak the truth. If the truth isn't spoken, it's not known. Doesn't matter what you know, what I know. And we can sit here and we can talk all day about it. You're right, yeah, and you're right too. You know, we're all right. But that doesn't get the truth out, does it? Now, the key is to get out and talk to people who don't know the truth. And, you know, this movie that Aaron Russo came out with a while back called America, Freedom to Fascism is an extremely powerful tool, not so much to tell the truth, but to get somebody curious enough to want to know it. The movie can't possibly go into all of the issues and the law, but it did make one thing painfully clear. That is that the government's lying and that the government does not want to tell the truth. Time after time in that movie, particularly the first part of it that deals with efforts to get the government to show the law that makes most people liable for the income tax. And they can't do it, and they won't do it because they can't do it. But they also won't admit that it doesn't exist. They just sit there mute. Those of you who saw the movie will remember the fellow with the Secretary of Treasury, I think it was either the Commissioner of the IRS or the Secretary himself, who was asked, is there a law that makes most Americans liable? And he hemmed and he hawed, and his answer was, well, I think it's every American's obligation to support his government. Well, yeah, but is there a law? Well, that answer said no. That answer said no, there is no law. So why do we have to go off on these complicated, convoluted twists and turns and getting into all these issues about contracts and UCC and things that I make reference to those as a aluminum foil hat approaches. Why do we need that? We don't need aliens in this. We don't need any UFOs. All we need is the truth, and the truth is evident right there in the code. It's in black and white. It's in ink on paper. And that is that you could hand somebody that code and say, this is a law that I'm held to. Show me where it holds me to paying taxes for the income tax. Now, when we get back, we'll talk about that and that give us a call at 800-313-9443 and join in the fun.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back on the Life Free Zone, Tom Cryer. We're talking about the movie America, Freedom to Fascism, produced by Aaron Russo, an award-winning filmmaker, where he demonstrates without any question. And I mean, there's no way you can watch that and not conclude that the government is lying and doesn't want you to know the truth. That tool is so vital to getting the word to people who are just exactly like I was 15 years ago. Whenever I was first told that there's, you know, the income tax law doesn't apply to most people, I didn't believe it. I told the guy he was nuts. And there are good reasons for that. I mean, after all, this is the way it's always been done before, right? So yeah, it's the way it's supposed to be done. But just because you're doing something one way doesn't mean that's the way it's supposed to be done. If that were the case, we'd still have a segregated society and segregated schools. That wasn't the way it was supposed to be done. And, you know, the second reason is that we figure that, you know, if there was a hole in the law, somebody would have found it by now. But that's not necessarily true either, because all of the hole finders, which are generally tax lawyers and accountants, they're not working for Sam, who we talked about a minute ago, making his wages and salaries. They're working for GM. They're working for GE. They're working for the big corporations, and they're not looking at individual persons and how the tax applies to them. They're not looking for holes. And then sometimes something is so obvious that nobody notices it. I've got a little story here for you that'll demonstrate that. I recall when I was in college, a fellow was busted with a search warrant. Marijuana was a big thing back then, and he did have marijuana on the premises, but they never found it. Now, you want to hear something funny? Years away, that the reason he didn't find it is that he didn't hide it. This gentleman had a ceramic or wooden carved, I don't know which, hand that was hanging on the wall, protruding out as though it was with palm up. Sitting, resting in the palm of that hand that was attached to the wall, was a rolled up bag of marijuana. And the police searched the entire apartment. They tore up the carpet. They ripped everything out of all the drawers and closets. They didn't find one shred of marijuana. But it was, they walked past it no less than 40 or 50 times in plain view and didn't see it. So, yeah, sometimes things are so obvious that we miss them. And the thing that was so obvious here is that the law did not state that the average American, or who, most Americans, are liable for the tax. That's to start with. There are other areas that we can get into that are more complex, but why does it have to be complicated? That's just a simple truth. So if you don't have that movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, you need to get it. You can go to the website at RBN get that, RBN.live, or rather RBNlive.com, and it's available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Or you can call 1-800-724-2719 and order it over the phone. But if you want a valuable tool that will counteract what I was suffering from, and what you probably were too before you learned the truth, and that is the assumption that it must be true or it wouldn't be this way, then you need to get that movie, and you need to show it to your neighbors and your in-laws and your friends and your co-workers, and then you need to tell them the truth. The truth is that there is no law that makes the average working man liable for the income tax. And that taxable income, which is all that the tax is on, doesn't include his wages or his salary or money he received as fees for work he actually performed himself. And that's where, you're going to have to first get this word going. You have to spread the truth, because if we don't put the truth out there, we know the government isn't doing it. And that's what we've got to do. Other aspect that somebody brought up a little bit earlier on the program that bears further discussion is some of the other rights under the Constitution that are being trod on are just totally ignored. And for example, your Second Amendment, whenever the government can choose and pick which parts of the Constitution it's going to observe and honor, that would be like you're entering into a contract with somebody to do renovations on your home, and he says, "Well, I'm gonna keep this part of my contract, but I'm not gonna keep the rest part. But you've still got to pay me." No, I don't think so. You take a contract on, you take it on, warts and all. And if it means that people can still keep their guns, because that's what the contract says, then you have to honor that. And when it says that you can't tax people's property and their labor is their property, you've got to honor that. But, you just cannot just keep saying, all right, well, this suits me, and so I'll keep this part of my agreement. But this doesn't suit my interest, and so I'm not going to observe it. I'm not going to honor my word. And say again? Okay. And that basically, you know, is the problem that we're faced with now. And the solution is not necessarily going to be with the courts, because the courts are ignoring the Constitution. The solution is going to be political, and that means it involves people. That's what political, the word, comes from. And so that means you need to get involved. You need to commit yourself to this. We all do, and we need to get the truth out. Now, I believe we got Jay on the phone. Jay, how are you doing today?
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
And what you got on your mind?
Well, first of all, interesting show. I love talking to some of the older guys. I guess I'm getting a B one, and I'm just too empty.
Well, I've been guilty of that since I was a youngster. I've always been an old person guy, and consequently, that's why, although I've had more real friends, I'm not talking about the generic friend, but the real friend, I've had more than most men are allocated, but I've buried all but a couple of them, because they've always been older than me. But, we're all getting older. That's one thing we do share.
As I see things more clearly, I mean, it looks like this is an end game that's on, and boy, are we in trouble. I mean, I hate to say it, you know, a lot of our grandfathers and fathers really dropped the ball, but something got us here, and they had the ball before us. What we do about it, that's another interesting question. I look at the youth of today, useless. Half of them don't even know who the president is, you know, or the vice president. I mean, that's pretty sad, considering.
Well, and you're right. And one of the things that we were warned against is that people had to be educated in their rights and in their republic and the way that their government functions in order for that government to stay where it was supposed to be. And I believe, and maybe I'm paranoid, but you know what I tell my clients with that is that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. But I can't help but believe that the federal government came in to take over our educational systems in order to make sure that they dumbed down the public, because that's exactly what they've done. We've got guys now that, when I was a kid, there were a lot of people that never went past the sixth grade, but they could all read, they could all write, they could do their numbers. Now we have kids that have gone through 12 grades, and they're handed a high school diploma, and they can't read it.
That's pretty sad.
And it is. It is. It's scary, because those are people who don't know enough to realize that they even have rights, let alone what to do about enforcing them.
I'm at the age where I'm in big trouble, because whoever's going to pay my Social Security, I just don't see it coming.
Well, I share that, because I wonder if whatever the bill comes due to take care of me in my old age, I hate to keep harping back, but to my childhood, but the fact is that was the last of this free country. It was what little was left of it. We've lost it. But back then, we took care of our own. We took care of our elderly. And I remember Uncle Jim, and I remember Aunt Mary with their canes and their bonnets, and their families took care of them. But now that we are going to be wards of the state when we get too infirm and old to care for ourselves, I'm wondering if it's not going to come to the time to say, well, you're just not worth the bill to keep you pumping, so here, drink this milkshake. Well, I guess Kool-Aid, maybe. But, you know, I think it's going to come a time, if we stay on the track that we are on, that's going to be the case. And it's scary. I'm fighting right along with you.
Well, as times come when we should be, you know, joining with our friends and our family, I find, at least for myself, I get further and further away from friends and family, because they're very unobservant. And, I mean, I have a brother-in-law who is, like, head of one of the veterans groups, like, you know, he runs it for the state. And we were talking, and he had no clue about depleted uranium, had no clue about this, no clue about that. He's the one representing the vets, and he's clueless. And maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that to him, but, you know, it just seemed pretty like the thing to do at the time. I gave him a pile of, you know, videos. Here, watch these. It says it all. He's been out for years. Where you been?
Well,
he's never watched one.
He's not guilty of a crime. He's guilty of something that should be, that he has a right to do. He's guilty of believing it's government. And how do you fault somebody for that? Because we should have a right to have a government that tells us the truth. And, you know, so on the one hand, you have to say, well, I understand that poor guy. I mean, he's believing somebody who's telling him a lie, but it's supposed to be somebody who's telling him the truth. And how do you fault him? So the only key here, the only answer is to educate him, and which is you're trying to do. And education sometimes is a very painful experience. I can't tell you how painful it was for me to realize.
Don't want to know. And the don't know is one thing, but the don't want to know when it's like written on the wall and all you have to do is like open it up and read it.
Well,
and
you know,
they purposely don't.
A good, very wise good friend of mine once used to say often, you know, the three hardest things in the world to do are to climb a fence that's leaning toward you, to kiss a girl that's leaning away from you, and to help somebody that doesn't want to be helped. And that definitely is true. And there are an awful lot of people that don't want to be helped. And I tell you, you know, it's just like when I realized what was going on here and I found the truth, I was not happy about it. I wasn't pleased that I found the truth because it put me in a terrible bind. I mean, you talk about a dilemma. I think the best dilemma is the way to describe it. As a fellow once said, and I can't say who it was, but it was a great line, and I believe it, that when a man who is honestly mistaken sees the truth, he either ceases to be mistaken or he ceases to be honest. Well, that's a dilemma that I was in.
Add to that, or he becomes blind.
Well, you know, if he becomes blind after having seen it, he's still seen it, and so he's being dishonest.
Yeah, but he's happily blind, you know.
But I couldn't do either one of those. I mean, I couldn't turn a blind eye to what I'd already seen, and I couldn't do nothing. You know, I had to act on it. I'm obligated. But the thing is that a lot of people just won't even look. I've even had other attorneys that told me, you know, I heard about your situation. He said, I heard about your arguments. And he said, no, somebody told me they were valid. I said, well, have you read them? And, he said,
"No."
You
are an attorney, correct?
Do what?
You are an attorney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm an attorney. I've been practicing law for 33 years, and I've been a student and avid fan of the United States Constitution for a lot longer than that. That was one of the reasons I became an attorney. But the thing is that this fellow comes back and says, "No, I haven't read it." Well, why? Why haven't you read it? You want me to send it to you? Oh no, don't send it to me. He said, "Because if you're right," he said, "I don't want to know about it because then I'd have to do the same thing you do."
There you go.
And, you know, ignorance is bliss, and it's also, but ignorance is not an excuse, you know.
It's been 5 years since almost 6 years since 9-1-1, and you think by now America would have stood up and said, let's take another look at that. And,
well, you know, or at least take another look at you know, these things here. You know, you're going to have crime. Okay, and I know that wasn't a crime. It was, quote, an act of war. It was a terrible thing. But you can't prevent people from robbing stores, and you're not going to prevent people from killing each other for God. You know, I'm saying that facetiously, but you're not going to stop people with Stone Age mentality from doing Stone Age things. And but you can control those things that. You know, or within your realm, and that is your knowledge first. You can decide whether you want to find out the truth. And once you find out the truth, then you can decide whether to share it with other people. And that's what this is all about, is what's the truth and what's the rule of law.
Well, there's one thing that I've said to some people, and I'll leave you with this, is that have helped them really get a handle on some of this, is if 19 Arabs managed to do that to our country in one day in a couple of hours, then they're an enemy we can't defeat because they're that good. We sent our whole army into Afghanistan. We haven't won yet.
Well, you know, it's difficult.
It kind of torques them off, but it does make them think a little bit that it just could not possibly have been what you're being told. It might not be what some of the extremists say either, but, you know, we ought to at least look at the middle and try to find out, like, who the bastards are and get rid of them.
Well, The fact is that somebody did it. And the fact is that it wasn't just these 19 Arabs. It was this organization that pulled that off was much, much larger. Now, you know,
but it had to be us.
Depending
it
on
be us, but us.
Well, that's one of those things that we could argue about all day long. But the fact is that it did happen, and it did pull us together. And for that, you know, it's an ill wind indeed that blows no good. It did pull us together for a little while.
I kind of like the citizen investigations that are popping up, because some of the information that comes out of that is getting pretty, you know, indisputable.
Well, whenever you control the terminology and you control the evidence and you put it up there and the other side isn't there to say, no, because that photograph has been doctored, or no, because I was there and it didn't happen that way. Everybody has a little piece of the puzzle, and if you put those pieces together, you can make a picture of just about anything. And that's why these things like that are sometimes, you know, we will never find out the truth. But that's what we're going to talk about is nothing but the truth here on the Live Free Zone.
Okay, I thank you much.
Well, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Live Free Zone. We've got Richie in Minnesota on the line. Rick in Minnesota on the line. Are you there, Rick?
Yep, I'm here.
How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, as good as can be done, I guess.
Well, it's all you can do is do the best you can.
Yeah. Say, a lot of the groups that I've been discussing this stuff with are kind of leaning towards UCC, too.
All right. I'll just settle that one real quick. UCC is a state law.
Right.
UCC is a Uniform Commercial Code, and it's enacted by the state legislatures. State legislatures cannot, through negotiable instrument laws that apply to negotiable instruments traded and exchanged and uttered and passed in and between their jurisdictions, cannot alter or affect federal law.
Right.
I mean, that's a simple thing. So don't eat that, Elmer. Spit it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of these people are seeing is, it's a man-made law.
Well, it's all of the laws that we live with are man-made with one exception, and that is that you and I are born with inalienable rights. Those are endowed by our Creator.
That's right.
And we take no rights from the Constitution.
That's right.
We don't owe our rights to the Constitution, but what we do owe to that Constitution is to hold the government to it so that the rights that we have are respected for the next generation and the one after.
And that's exactly where I'm at. Is, you know, we're seeing that now they're starting to do the same thing with the UCC that they did SHIP. You know, is just ignore the law.
Well, you know, but nonetheless, you know, whatever you get down to it, though, don't crawl out on those limbs. Okay.
No, I got you. But here, I got something for you on these judges when they're appointed or voted in or whatever. They all take a oath, right?
That's right.
When they break that oath, that's the source.
When they break that oath, they violated an obligation that also is higher than that of the Constitution, and they'll answer to that
right.
At a different time and a different place.
Right.
But every man's got to live with his own decisions.
That's what I'm wondering. You know, if we can't get the law through the courts because they won't follow their oath,
well,
does anybody put them up on charges for that?
Well, everybody can call him on it, but judges have been impeached successfully in the past. But the only case I can think of right off the bat was a gentleman who came out and admitted publicly that he had been on a number of occasions intimidated and threatened by the Internal Revenue Service for decisions he was about to make on tax cases, and he was shortly thereafter impeached and removed from the court.
Yeah.
But the fact remains that's why I'm saying that this is a political problem. It's going to require a political solution.
All right.
And the government's never going to admit that they're lying. What they're going to do is they're just going to, if you confront them and corner them, they're going to just say, "What? You're kidding? I can't believe that's been going on, but here's some reform legislation that'll clear that up. Sorry about that, Jack."
Right.
But in the meantime, they've got your money, and they're taking it to labor and your sweat, too. But I thank you for the call on that, Rick. But we've got a couple of guys stacked up here. I'm going to try to get to everybody.
Thank you.
But thank you for the call. Dylan in Texas. We're running short on time, Dylan. So, Dylan, okay, that's it. How about KC? Okay, well, in that case, then, we just lost our calls.
Hello.
Hello, who we got?
Oh, hi, I'm Tracy. I'm up in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, okay. How are you doing, eh?
Oh, pretty good, Tom. I'm enjoying your show. I'd just like to point out two quick things just because we are very short of time. I live in a country where my MP, my member of parliament, swears an oath to the Queen of England. How about that, eh?
Well, you're still what the Australians like to call pommies.
Yeah.
Then. Pommy is?
We're probably, you know, much worse off. And 911 Truth is the only thing that means anything, Tommy.